We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Country musician Merle Haggard was born on this date in 1937. In March of 1958, Haggard was sent to San Quentin Prison after being convicted for burglary and attempted escape from county jail. While serving a 2.5-year term, he played in the prison's country band and took high school equivalency courses. In 1962, he signed with a small label called Tally Records, for whom he recorded 5 songs, including his debut single, Sing a Sad Song, which rose to number 19 on the country charts. Haggard formed his own backing band, The Strangers, before signing with Capitol Records in 1965. Later that year, the band released its debut self-titled album. In 1967, the single I'm a Lonesome Fugitive soared to the top of the country charts. Later that year, Haggard followed the song's runaway success with Branded Man, his first self-penned number one song. Haggard's streak of number one singles during the 1960s culminated with what would become his signature song and his most controversial recording, Okie from Muskogee. The track earned Haggard the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year Award in 1970. Since then, Haggard has released close to 70 albums and 600 songs. Haggard was elected to the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1977 and inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1994. And sandals won't be seen,
and football's still the roughest thing on campus, and the kids here still respect the college dean, and I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
On this date, in 1968, Jefferson County native Bobby Hutton was in a carload of Black Panther Party members who were confronted by Oakland police officers. 2 officers were shot. Later, Elridge, Cleaver, and Hutton, in an incident connected to the earlier shooting, engaged in a 90-minute shootout with police officers. It was reported that Hutton was shot more than 12 times after he had already surrendered and stripped down to his underwear to prove he was not armed. However, police reports stated that Hutton was wearing a long overcoat and that his hands could not be seen when he exited the building. The death of Hutton was a major event in the Black Panther Party's history, becoming the rallying cry for the movement. Explorers Robert E. Perry and Matthew A. Henson became the first men to reach the North Pole on this date in 1909. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.